This is the New England Patriots newsfeed on CLNS Radio. Today is Monday, February 6th, 2017. I'm Michael Longy reporting for CLNS Radio, the leading online provider of audio and video coverage for Boston sports. Following the Patriots' improbable 25-point comeback to win Super Bowl 51 on Sunday night, Super Bowl MVP Tom Brady took off his game-worn jersey for safekeeping. However, it appears that someone may have stolen the jersey right out of his bag. At his MVP press conference on Monday morning, Brady said, quote, "I put it in my bag and I came out and it wasn't there anymore. It's unfortunate because that's a nice piece of memorabilia. If it shows up on eBay or something, somebody let me know. I'll try to track that down. Those are some pretty special ones to keep, but what can you do? I'll take the ring. That's good enough for me," end quote. Texas Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick has asked the Texas Rangers to aid the Houston Police Department in its investigation of the missing jersey, saying, quote, "In Texas, we place a very high value on hospitality and football. Tom Brady's jersey has great historical value and is already being called the most valuable NFL collectible ever. It will likely go into the Hall of Fame one day. It is important that history does not record that it was stolen in Texas. I've called Colonel Steve McCraw to ask that the Texas Rangers work with the Houston Police Department on this case," end quote. Tom Brady told SiriusXM NFL Radio on Monday morning that his wife, supermodel Gisele Bündchen, said that she wanted Brady to retire following his Super Bowl win on Sunday night. Brady said in the interview, quote, "If it was up to my wife, she'd have me retire today. She told me that last night. I said, too bad, babe," end quote. Before the Super Bowl game on Sunday, NFL.com's Ian Rappaport reported that the Patriots are planning to extend Brady's contract another 3 to 5 more years, which suggests that Brady isn't going to retire anytime soon. In similar fashion to 2014 Super Bowl win, Super Bowl MVP Tom Brady said that another player should get the MVP truck, saying that running back James White deserves it. White set a Super Bowl record with 14 receptions and also scored the final 2 touchdowns to give New England the win in Super Bowl 51. And finally, the Patriots will hold their Super Bowl parade in Boston on Tuesday morning starting at 11 a.m., according to a statement from Boston Mayor Marty Walsh. The parade will start on Boylston Street in front of the Heinz Convention Center, then make its way down Boylston for several blocks across the Boston Marathon finish line, passing by the Public Garden and Boston Common along the way. From there, the Duckbolts will make the trek down Tremont Street and continue down Cambridge Street, eventually ending the parade at City Hall. That's it for today's Patriots newsfeed. To get even more up to speed on the 5-time Super Bowl champs, follow CLNSradio.com on Twitter, at CLNSradio, and on Facebook at Facebook.com/CLNSfans. And be sure to subscribe to the CLNS Radio New England Patriots postgame show and the Patriots Beat podcast feed, available on iTunes and Stitcher, as well as on the CLNS Radio mobile podcast app. This is Michael Longy for Patriots Newsfeed.
A great family vacation doesn't last a day, a night, or even a week. It stays with you year after year. This summer, plan a trip to Great Wolf Lodge Indoor Water Park Resort, where every second is packed with adventure and every memory is one for the ages. Howl side by side down giant water slides, play indoors and out, or watch your children's face light up at the log cabin inside their hotel room. Seasons come and go, but Great Wolf memories will last a lifetime. Visit greatwolf.com for details on how to save up to 30% on your summer getaway.